This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. I could have sworn that I heard during the top of the hour news that Honda's recalling some of its vehicles. Honda is recalling 564,000, over a half a million of its older model CRV sports utility vehicles because road salt can cause the frame to rust and the rear suspension parts to come loose. Now, I know exactly what that means. If the rear suspension parts come loose because of frame rust, that wheel is going to be going in a different direction from the rest of the car. And they say that the problem is with states that have road salt. Well, if you get a chance to look at a map of the United States and you look at the, well, you start at Missouri and you go straight up, and then you go straight to the right. Those are the states they're talking about. It's enormous. And I guess it's a good thing that finally someone is paying attention to what we have been saying here at USA Prepares for years. The road salt has got to be absolutely, positively stopped, and the people who have foisted this upon us should be arrested, tried, and convicted for complicity in road murder. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. I'm surprised at this law, recall, because, I mean, we knew all along. I mean, it didn't sound like anything unusual. Road salt causes those kind of problems. You and I both grew up in the Northeast, and I can remember looking at cars that were like, they looked like weird prehistoric animals driving around. You'd see cars with no body panels, just, you know, framework. I mean, literally, doors and fenders just completely worn away from the salt. I mean, that was a common thing. I remember I bought a secondhand Pontiac Firebird, and part of the first thing I had to do was put chicken wire and Bondo in, like, four big holes, two on either side of the car where the basically as the tire turns and it spits up the road salt, you'd have holes beginning right at those points. And I had to patch up those four holes to make the car look halfway decent. But that was nothing compared. I mean, you remember what some of those cars used to look like, Vince. You'd just see, like, the girders of the car, and there'd almost be no body parts. So I'm surprised at this recall, because you're saying they found salt hurt parts of the suspension. Well, duh. I mean, is that a surprise, Vince?
Here's what it is, Bert. You know, the body panels, first of all, the body panels that you're talking about from the 1970s and the 60s were about twice as thick as they are now. Now the sheet metal is about the thickness of the coat of paint on the body panels. I'm not exaggerating. The coat of paint is about the same thickness. The primer and the paint and the clear coat is about as thick as the body metal that it is applied to. So the body panels are thinner, and when they rust, they really rust very quickly. Now, the other problem, the bigger problem, I mean, that's a cosmetic problem, and it devalues the car very quickly. Like my 2004 Chevy pickup truck. The truck is fine, except the body panels have fallen off. And every once in a while, my son will, you know, be walking down the driveway, and he'll pick up some rust, and he'll hand it to me. I mean, I'm talking about big chunks of rust, like the size of a half of a dollar bill, and just fall off the truck. So we have a truck on the lift right now. It's a 2004 Chevrolet truck. And the entire bottom of it is totally rusted, including these suspension parts, these trailing arms, the sway bars, the coil springs, the frame, the brake lines. It's in for a brake line replacement. All the brake lines have to be replaced. I'm talking about all the brake lines to all the corners of the car, like the front left, the front right, the rear left, the rear right, and the brake lines that run from front to back. They're all rusted. They're rusted to the point where every brake line had to be replaced. Now, this is like a 10-hour job. And I was under the vehicle last night. When we replace brake lines, it takes two people, the way we do it. We add the brake fluid to the master cylinder, and then one guy pumps the pedal, holds it down. The other guy releases the brake bleeder valve until no air comes out. And we do that. We start at the farthest from the master cylinder, which is the rear right. Then we go to the rear left, then we go to the front right, and then we go to the front left. That's how you do it, class. And that's the order of operations. And we bleed the brakes. So it takes two people to do that. So that's two man hours for every hour on the clock to do that. So it's a real pain in the neck, and it's not necessary if we didn't have stupid people on the roads demanding that they be able to drive whenever the heck they want and cause the rest of us to suffer road salt damage. Really what should happen is when it's snowing, the weather's really bad, stay home. Stay home. That's what we should do. But we don't do that because we deserve the right to go out for pizza whenever the heck we want. So because of that, we are damaging our bridges, we're damaging our curbs, we're damaging our sidewalks, we're damaging our water supply, we're damaging the underwater aquifers, we're damaging the streams, with all the runoff from all this stuff, as well as the cars that get damaged. But I see this, Bert. I see the failure of the suspension parts. I see the road salt get into the ball joints. I see them get into the tie rod ends. I see them get into the rack and pinions. I see them get into the constant velocity joints, the U-joints, the body panels. I see the damage. It is enormous. And finally, an automaker is waking up and blaming the blame where it should be, and that is the Department of Transportation of these states and the feds with all this road salt. It is dangerous. Bert, when you slam on the brakes, when a person slams on the brakes in an emergency stop, and it happens, deer run out, a moron in front of you doesn't see what he's doing or she's doing and does something stupid, and you have to slam on the brakes because of that. When that happens, the pressure inside the brake line is about 1,500 PSI, 1,500 pounds per square inch. That's a lot of pressure. And if the brake line is weak because of rust, because the brake line is now thinner than it used to be when it was original diameter before it started rusting, when they burst, you lose braking. And when you lose braking, you typically lose it to a whole half of the car, like either the front half or the rear half. Typically, it's the rear half. And the rear brakes, as you all know, are responsible for about 40% of the braking of the car. 60% is the front two wheels, 40% is the rear two wheels. So when you lose the rear brakes, and you lose them both at the same time when the brake line fails, you lose 40% of your braking. So how many people are maintaining an extra 40% distance when they travel behind the car in front of them?
Not
the truck in front of them. Right.
Hardly anyone.
Right. Right. That's where we are, Bert. So it's serious as a heart attack. Back to you.
Well, Vince, I do have a solution for you for your salt. You can move out here to California. We don't use salt. We know better. And Vince, there's lots of ranches for sale here in California because I'm not sure why. Lots of people are leaving. And Vince, you'll have no trouble at all getting minivan or moving truck because you can rent them for free, bringing them out this direction. So, Vince, maybe move your farm out here. No salt.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. I love it, Bert. So if I sold our farm, and let's say I got $4,000 an acre. Let's say I got top dollar for it. I sold for $4,000 an acre. To replace it, what would it cost me per acre out there?
Oh, probably 10 or 15 times more. So you might have to downsize a tad.
I get
cattle.
1/15 the size of the farm, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's plenty of water now, right? But there didn't used to be.
Plenty
right?
of water, no salt.
Sounds great. And you think Gavin Newsom is going to be there to help me, going forward, with regulations?
No, I think he has plans. He wants to move to Washington. He's remember a few months ago he was in D.C. measuring the drapes at this big white building.
Yeah, I know that's what he was doing. He was checking out the payoffs and what he would get in return for destroying the country further, right?
Yeah, and for class, it's a joke, but it's also true. When the current president was out in another country on a foreign trip, literally our governor Gavin Newsom did visit the White House ostensibly for some meeting on coordinating traffic policy or some arcane thing like that, but he literally was in the White House, and I think a reporter said they did see a tape measure in his pocket. So,
Bert, seriously, I get what you're saying. Our whole class gets what you're saying. Back in the 90s, the early 90s, I was pumping gas at a Hess gas station in Virginia. And there was a guy there with out-of-state license plates from Arkansas. And he was on the other side of the pump. And I said, so what do you think about Bill Clinton being president? And he said, I love it. I love it because we got him out of Arkansas. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I think that's how y'all might feel about foisting Gavin Newsom on the rest of the country and to help save California.
Well, it's a mixed bag, Vince, as most things are. But Vince, story just came across my desk here, and it kind of hit close to home because it was close to home. It's kind of a sad story. A driver in a Tesla Model 3, husband and wife, we're driving on Highway 85, which I take all the time. This is literally my neighborhood. And he was approaching an exit, and the car suddenly accelerated. He was on autopilot, and without his direction or knowledge or anything, it smashed into a minivan, then on its own started crashing into other cars. He tried to take an off-ramp, but it accelerated. Hit a pickup truck. I mean, this is bad, Vince, and burst into flames. And husband and wife were killed. And so the two children two children are filing a lawsuit. So, Vince, we've said this many times before, autopilot's not ready for prime time.
Yeah, and isn't Waymo trying to deploy more driverless vehicles?
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, Bert, during the break, I just tried to find what the contract for a Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O, ride as a driverless taxi service rider, what I would be agreeing to. And I was just wondering if it said something. I couldn't find it, so I don't know. But by the way, class, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word that you hear anywhere in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, read, unless you verify it for yourself with your own two eyes and make sure you look twice. So I'm wondering if the contract to ride in one of these driverless taxis says something like, I hold harmless the provider from me being folded, spindled, mutilated, dismembered, injured, wounded, or killed for the pleasure of riding in this driverless taxi. I wonder if it says something like that. Who in their right mind would get in a vehicle that is operated by a machine? Who would do that? I have enough trouble just trying to keep the vehicles on the road that have all of these sensors in them. And those are still operated by humans. But what, Bert, what you're talking about with this Tesla, this Tesla just decided it was going to do whatever it wanted to do in spite of the person behind the wheel telling it to do otherwise.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, Vince. If you dig down into the weeds of the case, Tesla's contending that the car accelerated to a speed which disengaged the autopilot. So it appears what happened is the driver panicked, tried to disengage the autopilot, did step on the accelerator. Whether he meant to do that or the brake, we'll never know. And so at that point, when he accelerated to 100 miles per hour, yes, technically the autopilot, at least if it was working correctly, disengaged. Well, two things. You know, one is, I mean, okay, but what caused him to do that? It was because it was malfunctioning. And two, if it's malfunctioning, then how do we know that it's not also malfunctioning and disengaging when you hit 100 miles per hour? So they're going to argue this in court for probably a lengthy trial if they don't settle out of court. But if I stick by what I said, though, is the autopilots just aren't ready for prime time. And, you know, it should, you know, maybe there's a few cases where you sign off and you want it experimentally and you agree you'll stay alert behind the wheel with your foot ready and your hands on the steering wheel. But there's just been too many cases like this, Vince. And, you know, I don't know. What would you do, Vince, if you called for a taxi and this car pulls up and there's no driver in it? Would you get in?
Of course not. Of course not. And as a matter of fact, Bert, believe it or not, I would not call for a taxi. I don't fly in airplanes. I don't get on trains. I don't get in vehicles with other people driving that are not my family. I don't do that. Because I don't know the condition of their vehicles. I don't know the condition of their brake lines. I don't know if they're driving a Honda CRV with suspension parts that are rusted through. I don't know. So I'm not going to put my life in the hands of other people whom I don't know. And whether they're on, you know, there are now substances that are considered legal in many states that impair drivers. And there are two forms of them. There are drugs and there's alcohol. And there's, you know, there's pharmaceutical drugs, and then there's newly legalized, formerly illegal drugs. And so there are people who are driving impaired, there are people who are driving vehicles that are unsafe, and there are people with questionable driving abilities and capabilities. So I'm not going to get in a vehicle with them. And frankly, it's really simple. If I have to get there, I'm driving. It's just in my car or my truck. But, you know, Bert, there used to be this concept, this practice, where the brakes of a vehicle were stronger than the engine of a vehicle. That makes sense, right? So if the engine goes out of control, you step on the brake and the brake wins. I don't think that's the case anymore. If you look at some of these really powerful electric motors at all corners of the vehicle, and you compare that, you know, like horsepower or torque to braking, I think now these new twin turbocharged, supercharged vehicles with these great big engines like the Hellcat, I think the brakes are less than the engine.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Israel's military has launched air attacks on southern Lebanon and the Gaza Strip following a volley of reported rocket attacks on their country. Today's strikes in southern Lebanon came a day after militants fired nearly three dozen rockets from there at Israel, wounding two people and causing property damage. The Israeli military says it targeted installations of Hamas, The Fed's plan of cooling the economy to fight inflation is starting to work. The Labor Department announced this morning U.S. hiring slowed down in March as employers added 236,000 jobs last month. Also, the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Steve Forbes on Fox News this morning chimes in.
So not a bad report, but you see these other indicators out there, something's going to happen. And because of the distortions of the lockdowns, where patterns of the past don't hold now. You'd never have 3.5% unemployment in an economy slowing down.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, literally the ability to break a vehicle, step on the brakes and slow it down, the force of the brakes should be greater than the force of a fully throttled engine in that same vehicle. And I'm not so sure that that is currently the case.
No, and the one reason it's not the case, Vince, is that a lot of the braking in electric vehicles is done through regenerative braking. So they design it so the brakes don't take most of the braking. The engine actually does, and it becomes a generator. Vince, as we were on break, I did some research, and Model T Ford, and I know, I think that was the car you learned to drive on, its engine, Vince, you know what the horsepower was?
I don't know, maybe 20?
That's exactly it. It was 20 horsepower. It was a four-cylinder engine. Maximum speed was 42 miles per hour. Here's a surprise. The compression ratio was only 4.5 to 1. It was 177 cubic inches, 2.9 liters. But yes, Vince, you nailed it on the head, 20 horsepower. Now, I'm sure the brakes weren't much either, but I bet they were, as you said, greater than, more power than the 20 horsepower of the engine. God knows what the acceleration was on that.
And Bert, you bring up such a really good point. Seriously, class. Bert talked about regenerative braking. So what happens is with these electric vehicles, in order to slow down, they just say, let's turn that electric motor at each of the corners of the vehicle, the four corners, we'll turn that into a generator. Now, it's really hard to turn a generator shaft. For example, if you want to generate, let's say, 4,400 watts, you're going to need an 8-horsepower gasoline engine on a small big-box store generator. It takes a lot of horsepower to generate electricity. So by turning those wheels, the kinetic energy of the wheels, the momentum of those wheels, into generating electricity is a great idea for conserving electricity and using the motors, turning them into generators to slow the vehicle. But if something goes wrong and they are no longer part of the braking system, and they become the acceleration system, I can understand why this vehicle crashed. I can understand why it kept going faster and faster and faster, because there are no brakes. Think about that, class. You hit it right on the head, Bert.
Well, there are brakes, but the brakes are, I've gone through many electric vehicles, and I've never, well, pretty much I'm leasing them. That's part of the reason, but I've never had to replace any brake pads. Brakes have been fine because they typically don't get used very much.
Bert, I've got a question for you. As the sun's energy gets greater and greater and we have less of a protective layer in the atmosphere from solar radiation, do you have a concern that electronics, I'm talking about central processing units, memory, and those highly dense electronic circuits. Are you concerned that radioactive particles flying through the air can damage them and make them go haywire?
Well, I don't know if it's anything any different now than ever. It's always been the case that cosmic rays can enter into electronics and, change the memory, flip. It just takes one bit out of millions to potentially corrupt something in your electronics. Now, we are protected from a lot of the cosmic rays by our very unique and atmosphere and I don't even want to call it an atmosphere. It's sort of the protective grid that surrounds the Earth. We're very lucky on this planet. We're the only planet that we can see. We can see planets in other solar systems. We don't see that any other planet has it. We would guess that if there's life on some other planets, they probably have to have something like that to protect from cosmic rays. But then some cosmic rays get in, nevertheless. I know it's a problem in space travel because a lot of the astronauts are bombarded by these cosmic rays, and not only does it affect the electronics, it affects human beings as well as these. I don't think we've done enough research on when these cosmic rays hit your brain or hit your DNA and what's happened. Vince, if we can change the topic, I got a good story for you that'll probably make you happy. It's a farm story. Vince, concerns John Deere, and I think maybe this will cheer you and the class up, maybe. Vince, do you have a Deere tractor?
I have three John Deere tractors.
Well, Vince, John Deere has announced they're going to connect all their 500,000 tractors together with artificial intelligence. Article came out yesterday, April 6th.
There's three of them that I know that will not be part of that.
Well, article, Fierce Wireless Magazine, April 6th. John Deere cultivates data with 500,000 connected tractors. of the Earth's surface is traveled every year by a John Deere tractor. They plant, fertilize, harvest, but they also collect billions of measurements, and since they're going to share those measurements across their 500,000 tractors. Have you enabled that option on yours? I don't know if they give you that option to enable the option.
Bert, our oldest tractor is 1974, and it's a Ford 3000 three-cylinder naturally aspirated diesel. It's 47 PTO horsepower. Another tractor we have is a 1989 Case International Harvester tractor, three cylinders, and it's about 40 horsepower. And we have a 1991 John Deere Model 1070 with a front end loader, four cylinder diesel, naturally aspirated. And we have a 670 John Deere, which is like a little lawnmower. It's 20 horsepower, and it's a diesel also, and it has a 5 foot belly mower on it. And then we have a John Deere 2950, which is a 1984 model, which is about 85 to 100 horsepower, depending on how you count. And none of them has any electronic anything other than the starter and the lights. That's it.
Well, you might be safe then, Vince. I'm looking at the cockpit of what I think is a much more up-to-date John Deere. And, Vince, you know what strikes me? I mean, I look at this. There's a huge multiple electronic screens. There's a pod with all kinds of instruments to your right. You probably know what those controls are for. Vince, it almost looks to me a little bit like what it looks like in a jet cockpit. Not quite as many instruments, but there's a lot. So these new tractors are full of electronics. And, Vince, I think if you wanted to add this capability, maybe there's a module you could buy so the rest of the farmers around the world can see your crop data. I bet there's something you could buy to put in.
You know,
a little GPS, communications GPS / 5G module.
What a great idea. Mortgage the farm so I can share the data. Well, I'm surprised I didn't think of that. You know, but seriously, Bert, I know we're just kidding, but there is a technology that, class, you won't believe this, and it's to smooth out the ride on a tractor. Now, literally, tractors, because they're really heavy pieces of equipment, do not have suspension systems as a car. So they don't have coil springs on each of the tires and wheels. They don't have that. They have axles that are part of the, in our case, there's a piece of cast iron or multiple pieces of cast iron bolted together that start at the very rearmost of the tractor and go all the way to the very frontmost of the tractor. So the engine is part of the frame, the cast iron engine. So it's like one big piece of metal with lots of moving parts in the middle, like gears and shafts and axles and those kinds of things. So when you go over bumps, you feel them. The only shock-absorbing mechanism that you have on a farm tractor is the air in the rubber tires. That's it. That's all the suspension that you have. So, for shock absorbing. So John Deere, I believe, came up with a system that determines the altitude of the level of the ground, and it looks at how high the bumps are as you drive across the ground. I'm talking about small bumps, the equivalent of driving down a gravel road. And what it does is it senses this, and it pressurizes and depressurizes the seat that the driver is in to keep the seat level, even though the tractor's going up and down and side to side. No kidding. Now, what kind of a computer does it take, and what kind of hydraulics and pressurization system for a liquid hydraulic pressure systems to raise and lower the pressure instantaneously so that the seat can go up and down inversely proportional to the tractor going up and down. So the tractor goes up, the seat goes down. And it does this hundreds of times, you know, per second. Can you imagine that? Why would anyone need to have that level of complication and sophistication? And how much does it cost? And who's going to fix it? And then what happens when John Deere, that used to be the best parts delivery system in the world, and that's, by the way, why people bought John Deere tractors. They bought them because they busted on Monday. You could go to the John Deere dealer and get the part Monday afternoon and be back in business on, you know, Monday night. Well, it's no longer the case. The complexity is so great that that is no longer the case, and you can't necessarily get the parts, you know, the same day. Sometimes you have to wait several days. But the point is, who is going to fix the seat on these new tractors? Back to you.
You know, Vince, as I'm reading this, it looks like they already have 500,000 tractors connected, and their goal is 1.5 million tractors connected in 3 years. So
I don't think it's going to happen. Farmers are a little smarter than that. Farmers have figured out what John Deere is up to. And, Bert, our son has a degree in farming, you know, to give a colloquial term to what his degree is. It's in agriculture and animal husbandry and those kinds of things. Farm life is what his degree is in. And they had a guy come in to do a seminar, teach a seminar on equipment. And they brought this guy in from John Deere to the university where our son was attending. And then this guy from John Deere said, and I'm paraphrasing, we're not an iron company, meaning we're not a machine company anymore. We're an information technology company. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
They have divorced themselves from what they used to do, which was make really good, well mechanically engineered equipment, to the point where they're an information technology company and the customers that they have can't fix their own tractors.
Yeah. Is there any up and coming company that can fill that void? Is there you know, either from US or Asia, is there any kind of new guy on the block that maybe can get some of those traditional Deere customers?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Bert, what's happened is Ford, and this old tractor I have, this 1974 Ford 3000 tractor diesel, came in two models. One was gas-powered and one was diesel-powered. They are still working great. People are driving them. They are in demand because they've lasted, you know, 50 years. They are just a truly outstanding tractor. But the tooling that when Ford shut down that plant.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, in 1917, Ford came out with a tractor. And it was pretty good. And they kept making them and production, and they came back in production in 1939, and they made some really good tractors. And we have one Ford tractor, and it has, I had to put new front tires on it, but other than changing the tires, it came with relatively new rear tires when we bought it. Paid $3,500 for it. I could sell it right now for $5,500 because they hold their value or increase in value because people want good, reliable, mechanically excellent engineered equipment. So, you know, it would be nice if it had power steering. It doesn't have power steering. But so Ford decided that they were going to get out of the tractor business because of the fuel crisis, the energy crisis of the 1970s and 80s. So they sold the company, and it went to to New Holland, and then ultimately it was sold to Fiat. There hasn't been a new Ford tractor manufactured under the Ford name since 2001. So, no new Ford tractors, and no one seems to be building an old, reliable, mechanically fuel-injected diesel tractor. Just now people want fancy, 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 and the tractor's gotten really expensive, except the old farmers want the old tractors because they can fix them. The new farmers who are borrowing money or getting grants from the government are okay with these new, exotic tractors, except they're now figuring out that they can't change the tires on them when they need tires. They can't fix the brakes. They can't fix anything because the software is closed. Even John Deere was sued to open up the software so that the owners of the tractor could actually service their own equipment. The bottom line is, Bert, we're in a lot of trouble with the electronic sophistication of motorized equipment, cars, trucks, tractors, and everything else. So literally, I don't want a GPS system telling me that where I need to turn. I've got a steering wheel. I can turn it by myself. I don't need to have an automated tractor that does all that for me. So the problem is we've lost control of our destiny because of the automation, because of AI, because of the computerization and the sensor laden equipment. So many sensors, we just can't keep the equipment running. That's what's happening. Cars, trucks, pretty much everything. And the Chinese make the sensors, so we can't even get the sensors.
Yeah. I hear you, Vince. It's a new world. It's sure a lot different than the Model T that you and I grew up with.
Actually, my first vehicle was not a Model T. I know you think I go back that far. But my first vehicle was a 1954 Willys CJ3B four-wheel drive Jeep. That was my first vehicle. And the engine was not all that unlike that of the Model T. It really wasn't. It was an F-head engine, which meant the half of the valves were in the head and the other half were in the block. The exhaust valves were in the block. The intake valves were in the head, which was, a recent development. It was a great improvement in engine design, but it wasn't all that different from the Model T engine. So I got my start with, old equipment. And I like it. Maybe it's because I understand it.
Did you take your driver's test in the Jeep?
No. No, I took my driver's test in a 1965 Ford LTD Galaxy 500.
Ooh, wow, that was a big... That must have been hard. You didn't have to do parallel parking, did you?
Oh, sure I did.
That was like parking a boat.
Well, yeah, I did. I did, and I passed my driver's exam on the first pass, and I passed my driver's test on the first pass. And that's even when the instructor looks, state instructor looks down at his clipboard, and you're on a driving course with stop signs and cones and parked vehicles along the driving course, and the driver instructor or state examiner says, is looking down, he goes, just go right through that stop sign over there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, of course, you're not supposed to listen to bozos who are in the vehicle with you. So, of course, I said, uh-huh, and I stopped at the stop sign. Now, had I listened to him, I would have failed the driver's test.
So he was trying to trick you?
Yeah. That's what they do, isn't it?
Huh? Well, that doesn't sound fair.
No, it's not fair. It's not fair. But what they were trying to do, I believe, is limit the amount of young, stupid drivers on the road by delaying their passing of the driver's test. And it's bona fide. Listening to some guy in the passenger seat who says, yeah, no, ignore that stop sign. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Vince, how's the solar generation been at the farm the last few days?
Has 60 kilowatts power generation from a solar array, a personal solar array.
The only reason I mentioned is we're at a low spell now on the planetary K index, so we got a little breathing room. Maybe it's
a pause before the storm. We had a couple low days, but yesterday it was about almost 40 kilowatts. It wasn't a record, but it was okay. We're generating more than we're using. But there are other days, and it was in the 20s, which was low, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Vince, enjoyed class. Hope everyone out there maybe picked up something.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.